Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. As we come to celebrate the second Sunday in ordinary time, we come with great hope in what the season offers, especially in what we hear in the beauty of the Scriptures this day. As we begin, I welcome all of you who are joining us here and visiting the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home. And on this day, of course, let us pray for Alex, who is traveling. He's going to Utah to take his children back. And so, obviously, we love the choir, and we're grateful for all that they do for us. So they will be leading us a cappella today. So you will join in a beautiful way. You sounded pretty good. So, you sounded great over here. We sounded good. We sounded great together because it's to glorify God. But my dear family, on a sad note, I ask that we keep Father Richard Gutierrez in our prayers. His dad passed away on Friday evening. We were with him when his dad passed, and he will be taking a few weeks to, of course, prepare for his father's burial, and of course take some time off to enter bereavement and to be able just to spend some time in quiet with our Lord. We pray for him, and we pray for his brother Roel, two magnificent sons that have taken such great care of their dad. If there's something I know their dad truly tells the Lord today, Lord, you have blessed me with such generous, loving sons. And I hope Father Richard, you and Roel, always realize that, as I have shared that with you before. I also want to welcome those of you who are joining us via television, radio, and internet this day. Thank you for letting us come into your homes, be with you at the hospital, wherever you may be this day. I ask the Lord to continue to watch over you and fill your surroundings with his love, peace, and joy. To prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and for strength. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your word made flesh and splendor the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. Until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken, or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight, and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all people his wondrous deeds.
Proclaim his marvelous deeds.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit the expression of wisdom. To another, the expression of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, mighty deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, varieties of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God has called us through the gospel to possess the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it had come from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There was a doctor that was addressing a large audience concerning health risks and various foods that people eat. He was telling them, "You know, we eat so many bad foods that most of us would probably die. For example, red meat is bad for us. Soft drinks corrode our stomach. There are germs in the drinking water." And he went on with other things that we eat in our everyday lives. But then he said, "There's one thing that is the most dangerous of all, and all of us have or someday will eat it. Can anyone here tell me what food it is that causes the most grief and suffering for years after eating it?" Well, there was an elderly man in the front row that had been married for many years. He raised his hand and said, "Wedding cake." Today's gospel, the wedding at Cana, is probably one of the most famous Bible verses of all. It's where Jesus performs his first miracle, the turning of water into wine. Years ago, there was a Tonight host called Johnny Carson, and he interviewed an 8-year-old boy. And this 8-year-old boy had rescued 2 of his friends from a coal mine. That's why he was there at that show. And during the interview, Johnny asked him if he attended Sunday school. He felt that he was a Christian. And the young man said, "Yes, I do attend Sunday school." And so Johnny asked him, "What have you learned? What did you learn this past week at Sunday school?" And it just so happened that he was studying the same passage we read today, the wedding at Cana. So the boy said, "Well, today I learned, or this past weekend, I learned that Jesus turned water into wine." So Johnny looked at him and said, "And what did you learn from this passage?" And the boy kind of squirmed in his seat. He didn't know what to say. He really hadn't thought about it. And finally he said, "What I learned, if you're going to have a wedding, make sure you invite Jesus." In the Bible today, wine symbolizes one of the most precious gifts that God can give us. They say wine gladdens the heart. Rabbis used to say without wine there would be no joy. Webster's dictionary says that wine is something that invigorates and cheers. For the wedding to run out of wine was an omen that there might be something wrong in the future for this young couple that was going to get married. Therefore, once Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, brought this problem to the Lord's attention, our good Lord felt compassion on the couple and wanted to save them from embarrassment. So he converted the water into wine. Many of us Catholics use this in knowing that our Blessed Virgin Mary will intercede for each one of us. She's the one that brought this problem to Jesus. So it is our faith that if we give her our daily hardships, she will bring these hardships to Jesus. As a matter of fact, Father Pete every night prays the rosary. There are hundreds of people that pray with him. And this is one way we all can seek our Blessed Mother's help. Do you ever have times in your life where you think that the wine is running out? I'll substitute a word for wine, the Spirit. Do you have times in your life that you feel that the Spirit is not there? We are reminded in today's gospel that when we feel ordinary, when we feel that like that water in the gospel, that we can change things. And the way we as men and women, we can fill those water jars, but it's only God that can change that water into wine. We do the ordinary, but God touches each one of our lives and gives us flavor, gives us fragrance, changes us. So how do we get this wine in our lives? How do we get the Spirit in our lives? We have to do what that 8-year-old boy told Johnny Carson. We have to invite Jesus. No matter what where we are, it could be a wedding, it could be at home, it could be just eating. We need to invite Jesus into our lives. And that will give us the Spirit. That will give us the wine that we need in our lives. As for marriages, I've talked to couples, quite a few couples, before they get married. And I have told them the importance. And actually, we tell them, you are our heroes. For those of you that come in and ask God to bless your marriages, you are our heroes because you're asking God to be part of your lives. I give them the 3 R's that they should have. I mean, you see some couples that have been married 40, 50 years still holding hands. What is it that keeps them together? What is it that keeps that spark alive? I say romance, respect for each other, and the last one is the most important, religion. Having religion as part of your lives, having God in the middle of your lives. God is that nut that keeps everything together. There was a helicopter pilot that came home. He was talking to his mom, and he said, you know, Mom, all those rotors on top of that helicopter are held together by one hexagonal nut. You know what we call that nut? She said, no. We call it the Jesus nut because it holds everything together. And that's the way Jesus would be for each one of us in all our lives. Now, I do have a son-in-law that's a helicopter pilot, and I asked him, is that true? Do you call that the Jesus nut? He said, yes, we do, because if that nut goes, we're going to see Jesus. Okay, kind of the same thing. So that's what we need to remember in each one of our lives. If you feel like you're just water, call out to Jesus. He'll come into your life. He'll change that ordinary into something very, very rich, into wine. So the question that I would now ask somebody that's married and that has Jesus in their heart, what food have you eaten that was the most delicious? And up to this point, you still feel that? And the answer would be wedding cake.
Together we profess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With great confidence, we ask the Father to now hear the needs we present to him.
For the Church, during this week of Christian unity, that we may look to Christ to guide us to greater holiness on a common path with our baptized brothers and sisters, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders of all nations, that they be open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in serving the people entrusted to them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick, that God's healing hand come upon them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For happily married couples, may they continue to be a sign of faithful and persevering love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose marriages are experiencing difficulty, may they surrender their struggles to the care of Jesus, whose presence brought blessing to the people at the wedding at Cana, and may they grow in a deeper understanding in each other. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish community, that we may recognize each other's spiritual gifts and support one another in the purpose in doing the mission of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the birthday blessings upon Stephen Elizardo, who celebrates his birthday today, and for the repose of the souls of Ruben Gutierrez, Jesse Gomez, Agapito Jesus Ortega, Helen Herbert, Eladio M. Gonzalez. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers and intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Songs of thankfulness and praise,
Jesus, Lord, to you we raise, manifested by the stars to the sages from afar, branch of royal David's stem.
Anthems be to you addressed, God.
made manifest.
Please stand and pray with me that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so, with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenis in celi et terra, gloria tua, hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, hosanna in excelsis.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Joys with water and bring some to the master of the feast.
Fill the joys with water and bring some to the master of the feast.
When the master of tasted the water which had become wine,
he said to the bridegroom, You have kept the good wine until now.
This was the first sign
of what Jesus accomplished before his disciples. Fill the jar with water and bring some to the master of the feast. Shout with joy unto God, all the earth. Sing praise unto the glory of his name. Render unto him glorious praise.
Say unto God, how tremendous are your deeds. Fill the jars with water, and bring some to the master of the feast.
Let all on earth bow down and praise you.
Sing praise unto his name.
Come and see the works of God,
his awesome deeds among the children of Adam. Fill the jars with water and bring some to the master of the feast.
He has changed the sea into dry land.
Through the river they passed on foot.
O you peoples, bless the Lord.
Let the sound of his praise resound. Fill the jars with water and bring some to the master of the feast. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Trust in me and you will not thirst.
I am the bread of life. The true bread sent from the Father.
Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and in me and you will not thirst.
Your ancestors ate manna in the desert,
but this is the bread come down from heaven. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst.
Eat my flesh and drink my blood, and I will raise you up on the last day.
Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me and never be hungry. Eat this bread, drink this cup, trust in me and you will not thirst.
Let us pray. Thank you, Paul. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness, make those you have nourished by this one heavenly bread one in mind and heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. I please invite you to be seated very briefly. Just a couple of announcements. First and foremost, there is a mandatory parent meeting today for all parents of those children who are preparing for First Holy Communion or baptism through religious ed. Parents, you will meet in St. Joseph's Hall today at 10:45. St. Joseph's Hall is right underneath the cathedral, so that please make your way there. Also, an invitation on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the pastors and ministers of our local community here from the other denominations to join them next weekend, next Sunday at 4 p.m. For an ecumenical prayer service here in the cathedral. We are gathering with our neighbors down the street, Good Shepherd Episcopalian Church, First Presbyterian, First United Methodist, our St. Nicholas from downtown, the Greek Orthodox, First Baptist as well. We've been gathering to prepare a time of prayer together. And if there's ever a time we all need to come together, it's during this time where so many of our communities, their communities, our communities, and the Catholic Church have lost so many brothers and sisters to the complications of the virus we're dealing with, and just so many strains being put on families because of the pandemic that we're still experiencing. So we're all gathering together to pray in the gift of the unity of Christ himself here in the cathedral. So we do want to encourage you to try to make time to come and pray with us, and as they're making time to come pray together, and the choirs are coming together from all the different churches to provide the singing for that particular service. And that is next Sunday, January the 23rd at 4 p.m. So hopefully we can make that. And again, I ask that you please keep Father Richard in your prayers and his brother Roel. As I shared with you at the beginning, these are two wonderful, dedicated sons to their dad. But they learned it from him because their dad has been a generous, gentle soul. If there's anyone who really applied what Deacon just preached about, it's Mr. Gutierrez, Ruben. He was a nurse, a very dedicated nurse. So was his wife, and a very dedicated husband and dad, and servant of the Lord. And wherever he went, the Lord went with him, you know. And wherever, whatever room he entered, he assured that patient that they were a brother and a sister because the Lord Jesus accompanied him. And now he is able to rest from his labors of love after a long illness. And I know, again, that his sons, both Roel and Father Richard, they can be assured that their father was in absolute confidence that these two sons, gave their all to their dad. And so we pray for him in this time of mourning, and as we prepare for the burial of his dad, please keep them all in prayer. His dad's name is Ruben Gutierrez. So please offer, some prayers today for the repose of his soul. And of course, again, keep Father Richard, who will be away for a couple weeks, and then he will return to us after that. So because, you know, Ruben is Father Richard's dad, because, you know, he was who he was, I will simply say, go Cowboys. That hurt. All right, that hurt. But because he was a Cowboy fan, all righty, I'll say this once. So let's stand for the final blessing. There's my sacrifice for the day. It didn't taste like wedding cake, that's for sure. So the Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Go forth, the mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday, all of you. Please turn to your neighbor, wish each other a very blessed Sunday. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.